This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Obama is speaking this morning, laying out a blueprint for change at the National Security Agency. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is covering this live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, Mark.
So what are the key changes the president is talking about right now?
Well, one of the big changes is how the government handles metadata, and that is information on who you're calling and how long you talk. One big issue is who is going to be in charge of storing all of that metadata. Right now, it's controlled by the NSA. And President Obama stressed just how valuable this data is.
The combination of increased digital information and powerful supercomputers offers intelligence agencies the possibility of sifting through massive amounts of bulk data to identify patterns or pursue leads that may thwart impending threats.
But Mark, President Obama says the government should not be in the business of storing this data. He's kind of punted on the question of who will hold it. The government is going to study this issue. The phone companies could store it. They've said they don't want to. A third party could hold the data. For now, the NSA will continue to store it.
So we'll see what happens with that as far as the metadata being stored elsewhere. But intelligence officers can still look at it, check it out. What did the president say about controlling access to that data wherever it ends up being stored?
Yeah, you know, that's going to change right away, Mark. The president says the NSA will now have to get approval from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or FISA, to access the metadata we've talking about. So NSA analysts won't be able to do a query without court approval. Now, there's another nod to privacy concerns, which concerns what the government calls a third hop, right? So right now, Mark, if you call me and then I call Ben Johnson, they can trace that. That's called two hops, but they can't go beyond that.
Okay, so you don't want to get stuck because somebody that you know calls somebody that's a bad person. So we'll see how this all plays out. A lot has to be done as far as Congress. Other things, we'll be watching that, as will Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.